Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Exodus 32, verses 6 to 8 says, "And they rose up early the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up and play. And the Lord said to Moses, 'Go down, for your people, whom you have brought up out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way that I commanded them. They have made for themselves a golden calf and have worshipped it and sacrificed to it and said, "These are your gods, little g, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt."' The people ignored what they had seen and learned and decided to party. The idea of rising up to play indicates a party atmosphere where any type of amusement might be acceptable. The word play that's used is a primitive root to laugh outright in merriment or scorn, by implication to sport, laugh, mock, play, make sport. Perhaps this thing with Moses going up on the mountain was too hard on the people. Maybe they were tired of all the serious stuff and wanted to break the tension, let loose, and party for a while. Maybe they were tired of being told what to do by Aaron and Moses and wanted to lead themselves. No doubt, much has changed since their days in Egypt, and perhaps they wanted to begin to enjoy life the way the Egyptians did. It seems like Moses' absence gave the rabble-rousers a chance to sell their pagan lifestyle. Whatever their reason, they were wrong, and they'd pay a tremendous price for this party. It seems as though we often get caught up looking at people rather than looking at God and what's right. We want to make sure that we don't miss out. We want to make sure that we get to participate. We want to make sure that we're not on the outside looking in. And we actually begin to evaluate our lives based on what everyone else is doing. Moses made it very clear that they were going to leave Egypt, that God was going to lead them, and God was miraculously providing for them while they were in a desert. Yet they longed for the life they used to have. It's interesting that they longed for something they wanted to get rid of. They longed for a life where they were slaves. They longed for a life where perhaps God was absent so that they could answer to themselves and nobody else. And now they had to understand there's a God who loves them and actually created them in a very specific way that they needed to respond to. Some things never change. Our nation needs to learn the same today. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute here in northern Wisconsin. Goodbye for now.